My name is Frances Lathrop Beebe.
I prefer Fanny. I'm the middle child, younger than Emma, Mary, Charlie, and older than E. Pearson, J. Arthur, and Frank. We all have much in common, but I'm the only one with surviving descendants. They live in California and are the grand and great-grandkids of my daughter Esther. My husband, George Fisk, and I also had a son, George Stanley, who became a minister. I'm also different because I kept a detailed journal, day by day, at the start in 1857 when I was 16, and with many interruptions towards its end in 1863. I went on and on about my dozens of friends, my travels, and events that affected my family. I'll give you a glimpse of what it was like being part of the wealthy merchant society in Boston just before the Civil War. Too bad I didn't record similar details in the 1870s and 80s when I spent summers in Falmouth. June 27th, 1857, the last day of school. We all assembled at 9 o'clock and talked and fiddled around for half an hour when we had opening exercises.
Mr. Lathrop gave a little speech and then we could do what we liked with the rest of the time.
The girls were all arranging to write to each other. Fanny Gray, Ida, Addie, Annette, Clara, and Lucy are all going to write to me. It seems everyone is going to write to everybody else. It will be as if together all summer. Most of us leave Boston for the summer. My family goes back and forth to Swampscott, a seashore town 15 miles north of Boston, a short train ride. When we came to bid each other goodbye, Addie refused to kiss anybody, but only shook hands. But I kissed her. She had said she would only kiss me, but then she said that was only said in fun. Swampscott, June 29th, 1857, at the Blainleys' summer cottage. Immediately after breakfast, I unpacked my trunk. There's no school here, but we meet regularly for reading and essay writing. We read several books each week, poetry, fiction, philosophy, history. We also write letters to friends and family almost every day. The 4th of July, 1857, 81st year of independence. My friend Marianne and I began Tennyson's The Princess.
Monday, July 6th. Mrs. Dana was at reading this morning,
and she examined us on what we had read and made it much more interesting than usual. Marianne and I finished The Princess and agreed that it is an exquisite poem. The ideas of woman's sphere exactly coincide with mine. Thursday, July 9th. Marianne and I went for a walk into the woods and read a little in Maud by Tennyson. But then we thought we would go to the Cannon Hill north across the fields and rocks. We went on and on, we did not know where, through a deep valley covered with a forest which proved boshy or boggy, climbing fences, not seeing any trace of sea or sun for some time, actually lost, till finally we came out at King's Beach at the edge of Lynn, the village neighboring Swampscott where the Boston train stops. Friday, July 17th. This is my week of housekeeping, so I have to go to the Thompsons every morning and even down to the butcher and baker. Saturday, July 18th. I forgot to get dessert today, so at dinner I received the due amount of fault-finding from Emma and Charlie. They both, and Emma particularly, show a contemptible spirit that I become quite digasted. Monday, July 20th. Charlie's last day of school was the 13th. His original essay on the fine arts, which he spoke, was commended in the papers. He has declared his intention of going into business, and also says perhaps he shall go to college. I wish he would, but I know he won't. I have begun helping my brothers Eddie and Arthur with their Latin lessons. No letter from Addie or anyone else. Wednesday, July 22nd. Father brought me three letters from Boston, one from Fanny, one from Clara, and a curious, long, private one from Louisa. I wish I had one from Addie, but the fates are against me there.
Friday, July 31st. At Swampscott, we often bathe at the beach, go sailing or rowing, ride horses, sometimes even go down to Lynn and Nahant.
This PM, we had a splendid sail in the Nettle. My sisters, Emma and Mary, Marianne and I, were the only ladies. We played 20 questions,
Miss Dana's game,
and sang and so forth to keep off the seasickness, and, as it was, Emma didn't want much supper. The waves were 5 feet high, and we pitched and rolled quite steamer-likely.
Saturday, August 1st.
This has been a busy, lively day. Mr. Dana had invited Mr. George Peabody, the distinguished American banker, etc., to spend the day with him. He came, and also his nieces and nephew. Mr. Dana gave a dinner party at the Blainleys' cottage. Mother and father went, Mr. and Mrs. Lawrence, and the other lady and the gentleman boarders.
Thursday, August 6th. I had long letters today. One from Sarah Morgan, who said that her brother, Pierpont, has sailed for New York. Mother says he is going into the banking business there. Sarah and Pierpont are a bit older than me. Their father, Junius Morgan, was in business with my father for a few years and is now a partner at Mr. Peabody's bank in London.
Swampscott, August 15th. Dear Addie, why don't you write to me? Yours sincerely, Fanny Beebe.
Sunday, August 16th. This morning, for variety, I drove to Lynn with Father, Mary, and Arthur. We heard Mr. Cook preach, and I like him very much. This PM, Charlie and I walked to Lynn and entered the first church we came to, a Methodist or Orthodox, but I did not like the sermon at all. Later, I read Dr. Ephraim Peabody's sermon on stillness of the mind and like it as much as I have the rest of his books and sermons. I undressed my 4-year-old brother Frank as usual for bed. I retired at 9:15 and was in bed in 5 minutes. Wednesday, August 19th. In the evening, Father suddenly recollected that he had a letter for someone, and my heart beat Klopstock very fast, for I thought it might be for me from Addie. But alas, for worldly hopes, there was one Miss Mary L. Beebe. Ugh! Another Miss Beebe, which I opened and found a request for a subscription to Lynn Library. I was miserable, and betook myself to my room to hear a hand organ to comfort my wounded spirit. Finished this 19th day of August 1857.